Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome back to Two and Impossible. It's Rashawn.
And Miss Melanie.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good to hear. Weather?
Yes, it's cold. It was cold. It feels like fall, which is weird because tomorrow it's going to be 80 degrees, so I don't know, it's like switching up. Like, as soon as everyone started complaining about how cool it was getting and how fall is here, Mother Nature decided to tell us that she wasn't done yet, and it's not, summer's not over, it's not the 22nd yet, so yeah, we're getting one more day of summer here tomorrow, so I guess it's good. I'll enjoy it. This weekend is my college, my college's homecoming, our reunion. So we have some good weather for that. So that'll be good.
That's good then.
Yeah. Yep, should be good.
All right. What's on the agenda tonight?
There is so much nonsense going on in the world right now. I mean, besides what everyone's favorite president is doing. So SNL announced that they were hiring three new people for this season, which I think kicks off either this Saturday or next Saturday. And one of their new people is an Asian American guy. And people kept saying that, like, he was the first Asian American. And I'm like, he's like the first, like, all, I guess, like, non-mixed Asian person. So that was a big hooray. And then I think there was another female that they hired. And then there was another comedian, Sean, I don't remember what his last name is. Anyways, within like a day, they had to fire one of the, because in 2019, people still forget that nothing is forgotten and you can't erase your past.
Especially when you do it on a podcast.
Yeah.
And I see people, some comedians trying to defend him, but what he said wasn't a joke. It was more of a statement. And I was like listening to, I think it was Collider, and even like they had Sean Wayans on there. And you said it's like the way the dude said it was more of like, it's not even like in a joking matter. It's more of like he said it in a statement. And I was like, yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah, I mean, it would be different if he was like, it was part of a punchline or if there was like some kind of setup, but it wasn't. He was just having conversations. So his name is Shane Gillis. And I mean, since some of the conversations some of the people have been having, like they were comedy clubs that were coming out of the woodwork saying that they had stopped working with him, and other comedians saying that, like, they definitely didn't understand how SNL would have made this kind of error, like, wouldn't have vetted him better. And then I guess there are rumors that they had chosen him specifically to kind of court a different type of audience member to kind of counter the more liberal, I guess, audience members that SNL, I guess, kind of tends to court. But I mean, even then, I just, I don't know, I have to be honest, I didn't research him that much because he just didn't, I wasn't that interested to find out what, like, if he was funny or not. I just read some of the, like, the feedback from what people were saying about what he had said in his podcast. It just didn't sound like it was anything that I would be really interested in. And you just looked like your normal, I don't know, run-of-the-mill comedians. I don't know, there's just so many other people who I'm sure, I mean, I kind of now want to find out who else went for, auditioned for a spot this year, you know what I mean? That didn't get one.
Yeah, because this is a rigorous thing. Like, I heard a podcast of, like, Kenan Thompson basically explaining, like, the process that they go through of how doing, SNL and everything else like that when you're, like, first getting picked to do the audition and how they do it. And it's, like, a little rigorous process right there because for him, he was someone who came from sketch comedy. Right. Everything else like that, but he never knew how to do stand up, and he had to like do stand up a part of which is part of like the testing grounds, like everything else like that.
Right.
And yeah, so I'm like, the dude probably was able to pass generally like the stand up stuff and everything else like that. And that's what they probably judged him on before they went it like fully vetted him. But in today's thing, it's like you got to go back like everything. Like you got to look in every nook and cranny. It's not like everyone's going to go look at every single podcast a person did.
And right. I think it's wild. I mean, he literally was, the announcement wasn't even out for like a day before someone was like, hey, look at this stuff that he said. Like people were ready. Oh, and I'm like, wow, like in this day and age, you good over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Today's day and age, like you literally have to watch, or I don't know, like if you know that you're about to blow up, I guess that you don't never know if you're about to go viral or become famous, but like, I don't know, take the time to scrub your social media and go back and look at what you've said or done or whatever, because people are digging, like, I mean, just the things on Twitter you see, like, people are ready with the receipts and with the screenshotting. I mean, it's wild. Like, look what happened to Lizzo, what was it, just yesterday, where she put that girl on blast for not bringing her Postmates meal. Like, come on, how are you in 2019 not aware of what your platform can do?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, so Lizzo had ordered some Postmates, and then I guess something happened where, like, in Postmates, if you don't, like, deliver it within a certain window or whatever, you know, like, with anything, just like DoorDash or anything, any delivery thing, like, it gets canceled. And I guess the person couldn't get in contact with Lizzo or whatever, showed up at wherever she was supposed to deliver, wasn't able to, you know, get in contact. And then Lizzo goes on Twitter and is like, oh, this girl stole my food, posted a picture of the girl, her first name and last initial. And then, I mean, thankfully, the majority of the people on Lizzo's Twitter were like, what are you doing? Like, that's not cool. Like, you shouldn't do that. But, I mean, I guess Lizzo just forgot who she was for a second.
Yeah, some people do forget, like, how they are. Like, you're a celebrity now, so things that you do have, like, that consequences of, like, oh, yeah, I can't do that. I might end up ruining someone's life or getting them hurt.
Yeah, I mean, the whole platform thing is really important. I mean, I guess, you know, you can even bring that to the whole issue with Sean King and Del Rey right now, right? So, you know, Sean King just got an award from Rihanna, and people were up in arms about that because they don't think that he deserves it. And then, you know, people feel like he's taking shine away from, like, the people, other people who are doing things in movements to support Black people. And when you have people who have platforms, it's how you use your platform, right? So thought process on Sean is, well, he gets the word out because so many people follow him. He's able to share stories. Like, that gives positive impact. But at the same time, if he's using it to, like, grift people or, like, you know, get money from people, but that money never gets to where it's supposed to go, like, that's a big deal too, you know? So, like, there's just so many sides to it that you really do have to be cognizant of the influence that you have, especially with social media and how quickly things can blow up.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to find out where that money is from Sean King. I just want to know where the money's going. I want to know where it's at.
It's with the FanCon money.
Yeah, it's probably with the FanCon money. And also, I watched the whole entire thing, the whole entire thread with him, with his wife taking over his Twitter.
What was that?
Yo, he was like, wife, defend me against everyone. You're a black woman. Defend me against everyone.
Right. Listen to black women. Here's a black woman. Like, no, that's not. Stop. Don't do this. And then, like, was she helpful? Like, did she help?
No, she basically pointed out some certain things like this. Oh, he's tired. He can't do all this stuff. I'm like, so basically he's bad with money.
Thanks. We were aware. But thanks for solidifying our thoughts on it. Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't. That whole thing was wild. Like, how it's like it felt so juvenile. Like,
it was 6 hours long.
Oh my gosh. I just
kept looking at him like, she's still going. I'm like, this has been 6 hours already. Like, when is she gonna stop? I'm like, what's the name? Del Rey. Yeah. Basically, like, he didn't like do that much damage to what he said in that Medium article. Like, it was not that disparaging of what he said, but it got blown out of proportion, and it became a whole entire thing, and it was just hilarious. But I'm like, this is just too much. I don't need, like, a six hours of Twitter of you explaining to why your husband isn't the bad guy in the situation, and trying to explain the whole entire issue between your organization, Del Rey's organization, and everything else like that. I'm like, really? This is just stupid at this point. It's the stupidest fight in the world that doesn't need to be happening on Twitter going 6 hours straight.
No, and these are supposed to be grown people. So, like, I don't know. And this is wild. I mean, it's
children.
Everybody's acting like children, but at least I don't know, like, if people have more information and they have the evidence, they need to come out the woodworks and start snitching like 6ix9ine is, I guess. Okay, what is going on? Like, what do they have on 6ix9ine that he's out here telling all the business?
Well, they probably have a lot. Probably got him on some attempted murder charges, stuff like that. Because there is that video out there of him basically saying, yeah, I got 30 stacks if you gonna try to kill Chief Keef and stuff like that from back in the day that I remember seeing. So they got that
tape. Is he an actual gangster though? I thought he was just like with the play. Like, I thought he was just
No. Okay. Okay. He wanted to be down, and he joined the gang, and now he's snitching on everyone in the gang.
Why would you let a Kool-Aid flavored non, like, is he black?
He's Hispanic.
Is he? So,
yes.
Okay.
So he probably got some black in him somewhere. So, but him, I'm like,
not that that's, let me just be clear, that's not a prerequisite for joining a gang, just so that we're clear. I'm just confused as to why anybody thought he was down. Like, he just seems like a faker. Like, he just seems like a poser. Like, just in general, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know nothing about this kid except that his hair was wild colors. And I don't know any of his songs. I think he has a song. Isn't he the one that got that song with Nicki Minaj?
He had a few bangers though. But I was like, okay.
Really?
But, yeah, he did.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him. Except that he has rainbow colored hair.
No. Yeah, true. This, the rainbow colored hair was like the thing that like threw me off, but I'm like, whatever. You rap okay, so it's better than nothing. But he kinda just screwed himself with over a lot of things, with money, management, not learning to keep his mouth shut. Don't have people record you when you're trying to set up a hit, which is stupid. And him being in the gang now, basically snitching on everyone that's involved, from Jim Jones to saying stuff about Cardi B.
Cardi doesn't use the C letter, the letter C. So, I mean, aren't we already a little aware of her affiliation in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, but she's not even a part of that affiliation of Bloods anyway. She's Brim, so like for her, I'm like, okay, like she's not even in Treyway, so I'm like, whatever.
Is that what that means?
Yeah,
because I know he says Treyway, and I didn't. Okay, I'm so, listen, I know nothing about any of this.
It's a section of like Blood Gangs, because there's a lot of Blood Gangs from like. I've heard a couple of them, like Murder, Shine, all these other ones, and like Cardi's Brim, and her friend is one I follow, like Star Brim. She's also a Brim and everything else like that. So I'm like there's levels to certain gangs, but they're all just fly the color red around. But I'm like, it's obvious with like certain people, like Jim Jones, he's been repping that for years. And I want to know what that tape said, because they got him on tape. They got Jim Jones on tape.
That's wild, so, though. Like, how, I don't know, I feel like, how are we slipping? It's 2019. Like, how are we not, how, I don't know. I can't say that because I saw Hustlers, and like that movie is based off an article that was written in 2018, so, or 2017. So that, I mean, that whole thing happened very recently. So I can't say it's not difficult to get strung up with someone, you know, wiretapping you. Like, obviously today, in today's day and age, it's real easy for someone to have, you know, be recording you on their phone, or like with their laptop or whatever, and you don't know. But like, you gotta be more careful with how you talking. Like, even in the movie, like the women kind of knew something was up, so they didn't like do what they normally do, because they're like, it feels weird. Like, I feel like if you're in that kind of life, you always gotta be like on edge. Like, you know, you always gotta be aware of your surroundings, the people you're with, what you're doing, and be on your guard, because you never know. Like, I think that's the thing that bothered me the most. I know I'm all over the place right now about American Gangster, how Frank Lucas got caught by being flashy. Like, that bothers me so much about people who get caught. Like, not that I'm condoning illegal behavior in any way, shape, or form, but like, there's mad people doing things that are super shady, but they don't get caught because they're not flashy with it, and they're not like out here being stupid.
See, like American Gangster, I like that movie, but I don't like the ending.
With him working with the cop or what?
Because because they skipped some stuff in there towards the end. Anyway,
I mean, they have to. They got to clean it up.
Yeah, because he really didn't give up anyone, and he went to jail. But then he got out. Then he got caught doing something else, some domestic violence stuff. And then he went back into jail. Then they got released in like the 90s.
Yeah, you know they gotta clean it up. I mean, the same thing with Hustlers. Like, the girl who the story is based off of, she was like, yeah, I mean, the movie's all right, I guess, but, like, that's not how it went down. Like, she was really trying to play it off like nobody got hurt. I'm like, yeah, y'all really did drug people, though. And she was like, no, we didn't drug them. They took the drugs themselves. And I was like, okay. But, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't, whatever. I loved the movie, though. Hustlers was really good. I think everybody should go see it. Jennifer looks amazing. And then Lizzo was in it, and I didn't even know Lizzo was in it. Cardi B's in it, which I think I knew from the trailers. She should probably have had a bigger part in it. I didn't really understand why her part was so small, but then I guess she said in an interview she had just gotten her some of her surgeries done, so she couldn't really do much. Because, like, I was like, how you gonna have a stripper movie with Cardi B in it and you don't see her on the pole? What?
she had to get some work touched up on for her boobs and her butt.
Yeah, so she wasn't even, so I was like, how you have a stripper movie and Cardi's not on the pole? Like, I was shocked. But the movie was really well acted, I thought. It's so funny, some of the reviews that are coming out, though, because I think there's definitely a disparity, difference between the male reviewers and the female reviewers, but I thought the movie was really good. But yeah, like, I think if you're doing dirt, you gotta always be on the lookout for, you know, people on your back.
True.
Not that I condone any of that behavior, just saying. Oh, man. All right. What else is going on?
Let's see. What are we going to next? We're going to
the cut?
No, we still had some other stuff in there. We had Kanye's album.
Which I'm 100% going to get. The few things from Sunday Service that I've heard, I'm on board with. I, you know, being a person who is religious and Christian and goes to church, and also someone who enjoys Kanye's production and wanting to see what he has, like, I don't know, his music has never let me down. I know there's some people who, like, miss the old Kanye or whatever. I enjoyed all of his albums. All of them, even the last one, yay. I still would like to know, like, where he's going music wise so I'm here for it. I'm here for Jesus is King, so let's see what he's got.
If it comes in my direction of music playing while I'm, like, playing the radio or something, shuffling, then I'll listen and see. But if it's not,
you're not going out of your way.
I'm not checking for Kanye at all.
I got you. I understand. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm holding out hope for him. You know, he went away and did what he needed to do to get right with himself, I guess. That's how I feel. So we'll see what he's got. From what I've heard so far, like I said, I like the vibe, and hopefully, you know, his heart and head are in the right place right now. So we'll see what happens. Nobody gets canceled.
Nope, no one gets canceled. Heck, the comedian that
got fired. They got a GoFundMe.
What?
There's a GoFundMe for him.
Why? He's on stage. I'm still doing stand-up. He literally went on stage yesterday.
There's a GoFundMe. I wish people would GoFund people who got fired. Like, it's wild.
Like, Louis C.K. is on tour in Europe right now, selling out shows. No one gets canceled. Cancel culture doesn't exist.
And then everyone talking about how, you know, old people are too uptight or they need to, like, let it go and we're being too sensitive. Look, no, this isn't sensitivity. Like, it would be one thing if the jokes was funny, but they're not even jokes. Like, it's just, like, don't say that you want to be, that you're edgy as an excuse for you to be racist or homophobic or whatever. Like, that's not the same thing. Like, and then, like, people, you can make race jokes. Like, you can make jokes about race without being racist. Like, that's a thing.
Yep.
Ay, Dios mío. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get to the cut. So, I saw this question yesterday because of another group I'm in, and I'm just like, huh. Should race be a factor in, like, voice acting work?
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
I'm more of like, if the person's good and can do voices, it doesn't really matter to me. Mm-hmm. And I've seen like a lot of voice actors and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that person was white at all. Like, you're good at your job, like doing voices, becoming someone else, going into that mode or something else. Like, I love Big Mouth and one of my favorite characters is voiced by Jenny Slate, and who used to date Chris Evans, and she plays the character Missy, who's half white, half black, and I didn't know it was I'm like, she goes into role and she's the perfect voice just for that role right there, and I've never seen like any issue with her being voice for the role. I've seen that the actor who does the voice of Apu on Simpsons also does the voice of the other black guy that's one of Homer's coworkers. And there's another white actor who does the voice of Dr. Hubert on The Simpsons as well. I'm like, oh, I didn't know these guys were white at all, period, but they do great voices. It's like they mask themselves in the role.
So I mean, I guess the issue comes in if you're going for comedy, and then the impression is one of imitation, there can be a fine line there sometimes, because it can come off as mockery to some people. So it depends on how the character, I guess, is being portrayed. I guess where it can be, I mean, at the same time, so Disney is coming out with its first Jewish princess. And so it's kind of a big deal that it's going to be voiced by a Jewish actress. You know what I mean? Like, if they had a princess who was like specifically made to be Jewish, and then they hired an actress who was not Jewish, that would kind of be a big deal. You know, like, if you have a movie like Coco that's set in Mexico and it's focused on the cultural aspects of Mexican culture, and you don't hire, I mean, not even just people who are of Mexican descent, but even people who are of Hispanic descent who can, like, people would feel a way. I think, and I mean, me personally, I think you should try for the authenticity of people who understand the characters from that standpoint. Now, you know, in the animation realm, not all the characters are based in like human form. So you have more leeway. And like I say, I think the like intent of the storyline draws to it too. Like Lion King, for instance. I think they made some conscious choices in their voice actor picks. I mean, they really shouldn't have picked Beyonce, but whatever. but like, you know, they made conscious choices in who they gave which parts. So, you know, most of the lions, I think, went to African-American actors, which was different from the animated version. So I don't know. I think, like I say, it depends on the medium and the timbre of the actual art. The Simpsons thing, I know that we go back and forth. I know that there are some people of Indian or Middle Eastern descent who were a little offended by the Apu character because he's a little stereotypical, but then at the same time, his character is probably one of the most like normal of, you know, in the whole town of Springfield. So he kind of has the moral compass of the show too. So you gotta weigh your options there. Like, I don't know. I'm not in that fight, so I don't know. Like, I don't watch The Simpsons, so I don't know how offensive or not offensive he is as a character. But I think it really just depends on what kind of how the actor approaches the work. And like you said, if they do a good job and their impression is good and they do it justice, then maybe it doesn't matter in some instances. But I think depending on what the purpose of the film is, if the culture is important to the character, then maybe we should think about trying to look for people who match the culture to bring some more authenticity to it.
I can go with that. Do you like Family Guy?
I've seen Family Guy. I think I haven't watched Family Guy seriously in like 5 years, but yeah. But most of the voices are done by Seth MacFarlane, though.
Yeah, Cleveland Brown is done by Mike Henry, a white guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Again, Cleveland's just silly to me. Like, I wouldn't like it. That specifically doesn't bother me because
Cleveland. Yeah, because they're not. I'd be like more of like he's not being like offensive towards the character, like they're not being like stereotypically black or something else like mm-hmm. that. Yeah, it's like they respect the character well enough. Like the voice of another one I've seen from like back in the day of like Cartoon Network was like The Adventures of Billy and Mandy, and the little black boy Irwin was voiced by a white woman. Yeah, so I'm like, as long as it's like the character isn't like stereotypical stuff like that or like ghetto in certain ways, I'm like, I'm fine with whoever voices it as long as it's done well.
Yeah, I can see that. I think sometimes it matters and sometimes I guess it doesn't. Like I said, it just matters, you know, the material itself. You know, so for like a movie like Coco, yeah, for Family Guy, maybe not so much. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But, yeah, that's a good one. So, we're going to First Deal. We've already talked about Hustlers.
Go see it. It's so good. Everyone should go see it. It's so good.
I'll try to catch it someday.
I mean, it also has boobs. So, I mean, if you like boobs, then, you know.
Wait. Who gets naked?
Everybody. Like, everybody.
They show everything?
No. Just boobs. But, like, everybody.
I'm just saying. Wait, they show nipple?
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay, relax.
You already sold me a ticket. What? You sold the ticket.
Okay, yeah. Please relax.
What? I'd rather see J-Lo naked in this one than when she played a high school teacher sleeping with a student.
What?
Wait, you never see that movie?
No.
Yes. She plays a teacher and her neighbor is next door. And then his friend or something or whatever basically becomes friends with her sons, but he ends up enrolling to the high school, and one night she ends up just sleeping with a friend with her.
What movie is this?
Yo, yes, and he's like a psychopath and he tries to kill her husband.
No, what is this? No, I don't believe this is not a thing.
It's a J-Lo movie. No. It's a J-Lo movie.
No, don't believe you. I've never heard of this. This is not a thing. No, I think you're making. I think you're confusing her with someone else.
No, she did this a few years ago. I'm going to look for this movie right now because I remember this. I was like, why am I watching this movie? And I'm like, J-Lo, come on.
I can't like, see her doing a movie like that. Like that, nothing.
The Boy Next Door, 2015. Erotic thriller horror film.
What? Why would... I don't know. I've never heard...
Yes.
No.
Yeah, Jennifer Love, she is separated from her husband after he was caught cheating with the secretary. She divorced. A boy moves next door to her, helping his uncle, who's in a wheelchair. Her sons become friends with him, and just one night, she ends up sleeping with him.
She produced and that film.
Yep. Uh-huh. She lets Noah seduce her, and they have sex.
What is what? Yeah, yep. Never heard.
And he's enrolled in high school with the. I'm like, he's a student.
Definitely never heard of that. Never heard of that.
Yeah, you should. See
no, I'm
it.
Not. I'm definitely not gonna. First of all, I'm not a huge fan of Jennifer Lopez and her acting. So this movie had me like, oh wow, look at you, like actually putting in like acting chops. Like she wowed me in like her acting abilities in this movie. So yeah, kudos to her for that. But this movie sounds horrible.
Yeah, it is like a combination of like Basic Instinct, Swim Fan, and Fatal Attraction all in one movie. Directed by Rob Cohen. And I'm like, I kind of want to see it. And I was like, and I was kind of shocking when I saw it because I thought it was like, oh, there. I'm like, this is a little weird because I'm like, he's your student now. He's in the high school. He's your son's friend.
Oh, well, he's 19, so he's not underage. But still, that's not okay.
No, he was supposed to be younger, but they aged him up in the movie because there's like, we're gonna have some think pieces because he was originally supposed to be like 17, 16.
Yeah, no, he's 19. This movie sounds horrible.
He's still a high school student, though.
I mean, yeah, but that sounds horrible.
You should. It is on the list of people. You should, if you have time to watch a trash film, it is called The Boy Next Door. It came out in 2015. I think, what was it, like Michael K. Williams might have been in this one or some reason.
She was trying something. To reach Hispanic audiences because it stars two Hispanic leads. And I'm like, no, you could have done so much else. I'm so mad at that. Anyways, go see Hustlers.
Hill Harper deserved better.
Go see Hustlers is much better. Much better movie. Still sleazy. Yeah. You're still going to feel kind of bad for guys, I guess. I don't know. I didn't really feel bad for a lot of them, but I did feel bad for some of them. But yeah, good movie. And talking about movies still, I wanted to talk about this last week before we got sucked into the world of video games. There's a Harry Potter movie coming! So excited! And it's supposed to have the original cast. Which I don't even understand how she's gonna do that. But we don't even know what it's about. Nope.
They can do whatever they want to at this point. It's her series. She's a billionaire. She can make something up for it. So,
yeah, I'm just excited because I'm definitely overdue for some Harry Potter-ness
movies.
Yeah, and I mean, because I don't know when we're gonna get another Fantastic Beasts because I'm concerned. I'm concerned about what's going to happen there. And I don't know if they're even... I don't know what's going to happen there. So...
Well, Warner Brothers has gone through, like, a shift in, like, leadership for like consistently. I'm like, okay, you keep switching out CEOs and presidents over scandals and certain things like that. So I'm like, come on. Hopefully they get their shit together so they can do some things. I heard it's going to be a movie for the Harry Potter, and they're also looking at possibly a TV show. So I'm like, okay, that'll be interesting, but where in the TV show is going to be? And
I heard the TV show was going to be more like Hogwarts High, basically, like a high school show about what it's like every day going to Hogwarts, which I think would be not high school, but you know what I mean, like a school show based on like every, so not like the Harry Potter people, but like just like what it's like to go to Hogwarts, which I think would be super cool.
That would be interesting, but I do want to explore more of the Harry Potter world, because the reason I like Goblet of Fire the most is because you got to see different schools.
Yeah.
And I want to see more of like that. Like, I want to see different areas, different countries in the Harry Potter universe. If you could like, hey, let's go to this one. Like, they might have a school in Japan, China, Africa. Stuff like that.
In Africa somewhere.
And that would be interesting to see, like, how their rules are different from our rules, because you see that in, like, the Fantastic Beasts series when you have the English and then you have the Americans and stuff, and, like,
well, yeah,
they're separate ministries of magic.
Yeah, like, North America, people don't use, like, I don't know, if you, like, read the information on Pottermore in America, or like North America, not South America, in North America with the Native Americans all across, like Canada, Mexico, United States, they weren't using wands. Like, wands only came over when it got colonized, basically. So yeah, like that kind of history that you like learn about, but you have to like read like the Harry Potter lore, like that's not in like books and stuff. So like if she made like movies or shows about that, that would be super dope. But like I've read the history and stuff of like the American ministry. I'd love to learn more about like the South America one, which is how like Nicholas Flamel learned more about the Philosopher's Stone, like because he worked with people down there. And then like with a character like Newt Scamander, who like travels all over the world because of his animals, like we could be using him much more. Like, yeah, he came to America, but like send him to South America, send him to Africa, send him to Asia, you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be animals everywhere, and so far we've only seen Paris, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at least we got to see the Paris's Ministry of Magic. So maybe the next movie will send them. Like, I would love for the next movie to send them to Asia somewhere, you know?
But yeah, see, that, like, I really would, I want to see more of that. Hopefully they do get like a TV series and you can explore more of that type of the world, or even in the new movies, whatever they are. I hope it's not like the stage play or whatever I hear about was horrible.
So fantastic. Sorry. So The Cursed Child. So I read the book, which I don't take as canon. I'm not sure if it's canon. I thought it was horrible, but I mean, it was an interesting story, but like, no, like let's not. Cause it brings back time travel and just like, it's just weird. But I would still, what is that? That's a spider. Sorry. but I would still
kill it.
I'm not gonna kill it. I feel so bad. Oh my god, I feel so bad. The other day, don't come down. Oh my god, why did you say that?
Kill it.
It heard you. Why did you say that? Oh god, now I gotta kill it. You said that and then it started to like come down.
It knew.
Why did you say that? It was like chilling and then it started to like start to like come down the thing. Now I gotta kill it.
It was ready to die. That's all. It's like, just put me at misery, Melon.
He was chilling. He was chilling and not bothering no one. And as soon as you said kill it, he started acting brand new. All right, well, he's dead now. Now you make me commit insecticide. Just kidding. Anyways, I feel bad now.
One less spider in the world is now gonna hurt you.
There's nothing wrong with spiders. Now I've gotta be worried that his family's gonna come for me in the night.
There's almost enough spiders in the, like, there could be enough spiders in the world to eat the whole entire world and eat every human on it, so.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, for real, though, like, the minute you were, like, kill it, he, like, started to recoil down, like he was coming for me. Ugh, I'm so angry. Why did I look up? Anyway, I forgot what I was talking about.
What? He could have recoiled into your hair.
Oh, can you not? Let's not do this right now. I don't mind spiders. They eat. But now I'm paranoid because I killed him. Because normally I let spiders be. If you stay in your corner, I'll stay in my corner. But you said kill him, and he like looked like he was coming for me. And I was like, I'm not the one who said kill you. Why are you coming for me?
He was like, I'm going to get her before she gets me. She's already seen me.
Oh, man, because I wouldn't have seen... Oh, I'm so angry right now. Oh, man. What was I talking about? I'm so mad. Oh, anyway, so Fantastic Beasts is supposed to have 3 more movies.
Yes.
And
I don't know how...
When are they supposed to...
2021?
No, so... Yeah.
Yeah, like 2021 is supposed
to be... Well, we were supposed to get 3 in 2020, but it got pushed back to November 12th, 2021. And then the next one in 2022 or 23, and then 2025, which just sounds crazy now. Like, it sounds so far away. I mean, it's not. Years go by like water. So it's anything. But yeah, like you were saying, all the like nonsense that's going on with Warner Brothers, like, who knows? I just need them to finish the series. I need to know what's going on.
I just need to know how, what's the name, is Dumbledore's brother that we do not know.
Spoilers!
Oh my goodness, this movie's been out for a while, so...
I'm just saying, some people might not have been caught up. Just saying, spoilers, so people know.
I just need to know how he's Dumbledore's brother, and how is that even possible when we know the whole entire family and the family history, and
His dad was in jail for a whole long time. Mama's dead.
Yeah, so let's...
Well, yeah, I guess he could be Dumbledore's brother, because dad could have gotten out of jail... And then mom died, so dad could have had other kids.
Possibly.
And that's how he would have the last name, Dumbles.
Yeah. I was thinking of maybe kind of like, it could have been like the sister reincarnated somehow.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's like... It's many theories out there, so I'm just like, I would want to know the answers to this before this series like ends. Maybe not do 5 movies. You could just end this out on 3 or maybe even 4. Like, do we really need 5 Fantastic Beasts movies?
Well, the next movie is going to be set in Brazil.
Okay, that's interesting. Good. You're getting somewhere, exploring the world more, which is great.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're going to be doing in Brazil, but it will be in Rio de Janeiro. Yeah, so we'll see. I'm excited about that. Hey, so did you hear the news that Apple is trying to buy Sony?
Yeah, Apple is trying to buy some acquisitions right now. They're thinking of maybe Sony, possibly Netflix, possibly A24 Films. They're looking into a few different things. But if they buy Sony Pictures, because they're not trying to buy like all of Sony, they just want Sony's film division. If they buy
Sony, they lose Marvel.
Yes. Only if they don't change the name, which I feel like they will legally have to change the name, because Sony still is Sony, and you would have to change Sony Pictures. So I feel if, like, the moment Apple's like, hey, we're gonna buy Sony Pictures, we have our own film division, everything else like that, which is a proven concept for them. That'll make them money, make them a bigger name in the movie industry at least, and they have some like leeway now with like them having their version of a streaming service for like $5 a month.
Right, and they need the distribution model and theater production that Sony Pictures has. Like, so this is all about streaming, because when Disney and Fox, when Disney gets into the streaming and removes their assets from Netflix, that will take Apple TV and Netflix, that will reduce their content. So if they're able to put the lockdown on Sony movies and content, then that would give them, because I hear that Netflix is also, not Netflix, Amazon is also trying to buy Sony. Because, yeah, like, these are all, there's so many people in the ring, right? So if Apple gets them or Amazon gets them, that would help people, that would help solidify both of their streaming services. And I mean, I get it from a business standpoint. And I mean, I saw this, like, we as consumers are going to have to make choices. I mean, I think somebody put down like how much it would cost to have all of the streaming services. And I think it came out to like $190. And I was like, that's how much cable costs. Like, if you got, like, all, like, if you got full-on cable, I think even full-on cable is more than that.
I broke down my whole entire thing of having internet, cable, everything else like that. I pay $45 for internet service from Xfinity. I pay $45 for Hulu Live. I pay $12.99 for Amazon. I pay $12.99 for Netflix. I pay let's see, what else do I pay? I'm probably gonna get HBO Max, which I hear is gonna be between $15 and $17. So I'll probably.
What is HBO Max versus HBO Go? Like, what is the difference?
I feel like everything that you have on HBO Go will probably become the new HBO Max app. So that's like kind of why. Then you have from there, I'm about a good amount of money. So compared to the way I was spending money when I had cable, streaming services with all this other stuff is cheaper in my vision right now of everything.
You're still paying $100, but you're getting more and you don't have to watch commercials. And like, you get the DVR, I mean, you get the on demand, you know, and the live TV, and, you know, downloading to your device, You know what I mean? Like, you're getting lots of different perks from all the different services. Plus, for me, like, with Amazon, like, I also, like, it comes with my Prime, right? So I also have the benefit of all the other Amazon things that come with it. And, I mean, I don't know. Like, to me, I think it just makes, economically, it works out for me. But, I mean, it's basically this, I don't know how cable can win going forward. Like, I don't know what the only thing, with the exception of Hulu Live, which is how you can get, I guess, local news, like, that's the only thing that I can see cable being the differentiator on. Like, what do you need cable for?
I feel like cable will just continue to thrive in, like, rural areas.
True.
Maybe,
but why?
Because they don't have the best coverage, and they don't get the best internet. I was watching, I think, Patriot Act, and basically one school that has internet on internet routers and everything on buses, basically just leave buses in certain parts of the area so children can have internet.
Yeah. That's true. It's because, and the thing with the broadband, like, that's on the internet companies. Like, they're doing cities dirty. I mean, there's no reason why we can't be more connected in this country for the rural areas. Like, it's almost like those parts of the countries were redlined and it's not, or gerrymandered, and it's not cool. Like, how the cable companies carved up the country is just not cool. Like, I live, you know, where I live, for the longest time, my only option was Xfinity. And, like, I don't, like, that's not fair. Like, what if I wanted DirecTV, or I don't even know the other option. What was it? What is it? Fios?
Yeah, there's usually Xfinity, Fios, or I think it's I forget what it is, but Spectrum?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't even know. There's other ISPs. We don't know what they are, because, like, the big guys, especially Xfinity, make it really difficult.
Yep, and the one thing that they do need to do is, if you built, like, in certain small towns, they built their own infrastructure for internet, and it's cheaper for them, but it also forces some people, like Comcast, to raise the cap that they put on it for the whole town.
Yeah, it's just bad business all around.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's a business, and that's what they're there for, to make our lives miserable and make as much money as possible.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
So true.
All about the Benjamins. All right, so what else is coming up that you're going to want? Oh, I saw a trailer for Raising Dion, I think.
Yeah, the Michael B. Jordan produced show for Netflix.
So when I saw that, I was so excited, and then his face popped up, and I was upset because, you know, I don't like him. But the show looks interesting. There was some brouhaha online because I guess in the original comic, the mother was dark skinned, but the actress that they chose, she's not very dark skinned.
Well, true. It all depends on what they're trying to go for in there. Like, the color, well, it was different for...
The little kid is dark-skinned, too, so I don't understand. Well, no, I don't know. The whole colorism conversation is a whole thing we could go into, but I would just thought that it was, like, we still continue to have these conversations of, like, how it continues to seem that, like, when they cast movies, they don't tend to cast the female leads in the same way. Like, if the character is dark-skinned in the comic or in the book, like, it never translates that way on screen.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like maybe they were going like, okay, well, she might be the best actress for the job, and that's why they chose her too. Okay. Like kind of like how they have for Mixed-ish, and they have Tika Sumpter, who is a darker-skinned woman, and we know that Bo's mom on Grown-ish has been played by a lighter-skinned tone woman.
Uh-huh.
Something like, kind of like that, like, maybe she was just the best actress for the job, and that's why they gave it to her.
Maybe. I don't know. It's it was definitely a point of contention on the Twitterverse. You know how that goes. But the show looks good. I haven't read the... Is it a comic or book?
I'm not really sure. I think it might be a comic. But it'd be interesting. I will probably see... I'm going to see it. It's on Netflix.
Is it a show or is it a movie?
I think it's a show.
Oh, so they're dropping it all at once?
Yeah. And you
can... Wait, so don't watch it all at once. Can we watch it episode by episode so we can talk about it?
Sure.
Don't sound so put out. My goodness, relax.
What?
It's not till October 4th. So, like, you have time. I'm just saying.
Even,
like, you
I'm not even watching it October 4th. I am... in awe for Big Mouth, so when October 4th hits, I will be watching Big Mouth the whole day until it's done.
Okay, well, let's watch Raising Dion one episode at a time. How many episodes are there? It doesn't say.
It'll probably be either 10 to 13. Like always, it's Netflix. That's their usually target model, like usually 10 to 13. And that'll be good. I just want to see what kind of role Michael B. Jordan has in it, because from the trailer itself, I feel like I might know what his role is going to be in this. And that will be interesting.
He's the father.
Yeah, but I'm like, I feel like the father also has a power, and that when you see the, like, the storms and stuff like that, I feel like the storms are Michael B. Jordan himself trying to get back into a regular human form in order to be with his wife and son.
Yeah, it is a comic book. So yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I'm not gonna take as long as I did for The Boys, but I think depending on how many episodes there are, we should, you know, watch a couple, maybe one, depending on how many episodes, one or two at a time, and then we can talk about them. I think that would be good. I think that would be good for the month of October.
Yeah. That's true. Question. Are you gonna get the new NBC streaming service?
No, I have no. Why would I do that?
It's free.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then maybe.
Yeah.
I say that because, like, I'm not, like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I really don't watch a lot of TV. Like, I'm more. I have become so. After this conversation we had about all the streaming services, I literally watch YouTube more than anything else. And I never used to be this YouTube person, but ever since I discovered, like, people making video essays or, like, the free documentaries that are just, like, uploaded on YouTube, which I used to find on Netflix, but now Netflix makes everything so difficult to find. And I basically watched everything that's on Hulu and Amazon that is of interest to me. I basically watch YouTube all the time. Like, and then, like, you put YouTube on autoplay and it just, like, plays whatever. So I don't binge watch. I just fall asleep watching YouTube, which is not the same thing. but yeah, I don't watch TV. So, like, what's on NBC? Like, is that where Seinfeld's going? Is that what's happening to Seinfeld?
Well, yeah, for going to Netflix in 2021.
Yeah, because.
I think It's on
Hulu. Seinfeld's leaving. Friends is leaving. The Office is leaving. So I'm assuming it's because of the NBC getting its own streaming service.
Yeah, well, yeah. And, like, Seinfeld currently is on Hulu right now. And they're leaving there to go to Netflix. I think it might be because of a deal Jerry Seinfeld has with Seinfeld itself. And, like, all his stuff is on Hulu. I mean, it's on Netflix right now, like Comedians with Cars.
I really like that show.
Yeah, and, like, all
Comedians
that stuff.
Comedians with Cars getting coffee.
Yeah. With all his stuff being there, he might have gotten a deal back in the day. It's like, I get, like, rights to where my stuff goes. And I feel like the contract was going to be up for Hulu. And they're like, I want to put this with Netflix with all my other stuff that's on Netflix already. And that's probably why it's going there. Which is a good get for Netflix. Because I'm like, Seinfeld is a good show. But it's a product of the time. And it's very problematic in a lot of episodes. But I don't know.
Like, I love Seinfeld, but I suppose. I mean, they're horrible people, though. Like, you go in knowing that these are not good people.
Yeah, they're all selfish.
Right. So, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like you are, like, how shocked can you be? I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't be able to get away with what they get away with. But then Jerry Seinfeld himself, like, he's just such a weird, not even weird, like, he, like, Jerry's gonna do whatever he wants to do, and, like, he doesn't care. Like, have you seen, like, clips of him, like, getting interviewed, or, like, on the radio? I don't know, like, he just, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. I want that kind of white male confidence.
We all wish we had that kind of confidence.
And oh my god!
I'm more of like, I just don't give a fuck. I'm gonna right. do whatever That's, I want.
He literally embodies IDAF. Like, sure. He literally is the poster child for that. Like, he's just, if he doesn't want to do something, he's not gonna do something. Like, when you watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and like, I'm pretty sure people are like, hey, can I get an autograph? And he's just like, no. And just walks away. And you're like, okay. I mean, he's not obligated to, but like, he's just so, I don't know what the word is, but it's just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes with certain things. And it'd bring Seinfeld to like a new generation of people who've never seen it, and people will see like, oh, why this show is so good for it.
Yeah, I mean, there are people, so, you know, when Friends hit their 25th anniversary, and then like all these think pieces were coming out about how it was actually a horrible show, and I was like, I don't know why it took 25 years for people to admit this. Like, I never liked that show, and I don't understand the people who like, but there's people who love it. Like, I get it. There are people who like that was their show, but like, that show was hella problematic too. And like, my biggest thing was like, how are you in New York and there's no black people? Like, even as extras, like, it was weird. And then, like, I didn't like the show. But like, the think pieces that came out about the people who didn't like it, I thought were really interesting. And then there's like Frasier, which I love, but like, there's people who like just didn't get it at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Well, what else do we have? We're on the Peacock service, because that is still the stupidest name in the world. NBC's Peacock service.
That's what they're calling it?
Yeah, it's called Peacock. That's what it is. Peacock streaming service.
Okay, that's weird.
Uh-huh. Were you Saved by the Bell fan?
Yeah.
So they are bringing back Saved by the Bell. It's gonna have AC Slater and Jesse Spano. They're married. They have children. And our boy, Zach, is going to be governor of California.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. I feel like that's probably how that probably would have gone. I mean, I don't know why Jesse would have married A.C. Slater, but okay.
Yeah, I just don't get that one, but I'm like, I don't know. Maybe they're divorced.
Is Tiffany not in it?
I'm not sure what they're doing, because they just have the premise right now, and they have Mario and Elizabeth signed on. They haven't talked to Mark Paul yet, because himself, he said, I didn't know about any of this at all. I just read this in the trades, and I was like, oh. And plus, him being on ABC right now, he has like a contract with them, so something, it would have to be worked out for him to be able to do both shows. And he said, I'm down to do both shows, a couple episodes a season, as long as like something can be worked out with them. He'd be happy to return.
You can't have Saved by the Bell without Zach. Like that's not a possible. Zach has to be a part of the show. I guess because they tried to do Saved by the Bell with just Screech, and that didn't do very well.
Yeah. Then they have like the Saved by the Bell, the new class. That's what it was.
Yeah, because they had college years, and then that was fine. And then they tried the new class, and it was just Screech. And you were like, no, because what we need is Mark Paul Gossier. Yeah. that's what's needed right now.
Yeah, I've met Dustin Diamond. He's actually cool.
I thought he was crazy.
No, he is cool. He is a giant nerd. I had like a 20-30 minute conversation with him about Star Wars. Like he is cool.
Wasn't he in some drama though?
Recently.
Didn't he like go off about all the other Saved by the Bell folks and have like was like digging up dirt on them? Was talking trash.
He wrote a book. He wrote a tell all book or whatever, and they did like a Lifetime movie about it and everything else like that. Yeah. I'm still shocked to see that some people are still didn't know that Mark Paul is Asian.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When I found out, I was it took me, when was it? I think I was in college. Because Mark Paul Gossier was my first crush, like celebrity crush. And my second celebrity crush was Dean Cain. And then I was like, I got a thing for these Asian white boys. I was like, what is it? At first I didn't know that both of them, but both of them are mixed. And I'm like, that's funny. But yeah, those are my first two celebrity crushes, was Mark Paul Gossier and Dean Cain. Although Mark Paul is the better of the two, because Dean Cain is, whew, he's got issues, man.
I know, and he's trying to get that a Lois and Clark reboot to happen. I don't think so.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I would love it because I loved that show, but he's, whew.
He's good being Supergirl's daddy on Supergirl.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of like the Supergirl and all that stuff, Tom Welling's coming back.
Who?
Tom Welling.
Who's that?
Tom Welling from Smallville.
Yeah. So okay. I didn't watch Smallville, so I didn't know that.
Well, he's returning to be Clark Kent. Superman.
Wow.
Yeah, for the Arrowverse crossover. So this is kind of shocking, because this will be another Superman in this. This is the third one. So I'm like, you have Brandon Routh, you got Tyler Hoechlin, and now you'll have Tom Welling, all three being Superman. So I don't know what's going to happen. This is like really interesting, and it's kind of awesome because I never thought I would see Tom Welling. Like, I want to see him in a suit. I want to see him in a suit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
I went through 10 seasons and they didn't show this man in the suit at all.
Of Smallville?
10 seasons and he was never in a suit.
So how do you know that he was Superman?
Because you have the Fortress of Solitude. You have Jor-El basically saying,
Kal-El. Wait, they never put him in the suit? How do you guys know that he's Superman? I don't understand. I would have been pissed.
He was Superman. And the only thing of, like that's, like, the whole... They CGI'd, like, the one time that he's in the suit, and it's from a distance. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, come
on. They didn't
want to
do it.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you didn't put this man in the suit. That's all we wanted for all these years. Like, it's the last episode. You put that man in the suit once and let us see him in it. Like,
no. They said no.
Yeah, that's
they
the only
said
thing.
No.
Yeah, it was great. 10 seasons. It's like it laid the foundation of like. What, like, all these superhero shows are nowadays was, like, can all be, like, really traced back to, like, oh, Smallville, back in the day. Then you had, like, other shows like Blade that were on there.
I'm sorry, Lois and Clark is what you can trace it back to. Lois and Clark. I love that show. Lois and Clark just made me so. Superman. I've always loved he's my favorite. Everyone knows this. But Lois and Clark made me fall deeper in love. I think because I think I first fell in love with Superman from Christopher Reeves, seeing all those movies. Like that was my first, and then the cartoon, one of the cartoons. I don't remember which one, and then. Lois and Clark, I was just like, yeah, no, Superman's the absolute bestest. Loved. So, yeah, but I didn't watch Smallville. What was I doing? How old? I think because wasn't it on like the UPN or WB or something like that? No.
It was on the WB. Then it became it became CW and everything else like that, but yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's why I didn't watch it because I didn't watch any. Because after they took away Girlfriends, I had no use for the. Because remember, UPN used to be the other black channel.
Yep, it was
because it used to have Jamie Foxx's show. It used to have
Moesha,
right? So I used to watch UPN because it was like you could watch BET or you could watch UPN for like black shows. So I used to watch Girlfriends, not Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I don't know, whatever. There was like mad other black shows, whatever.
Parker.
So I, the Parkers, right? So I used to watch, but when they took the Girlfriends off, when Girlfriends ended, and Girlfriends didn't even end properly. I don't think. Like I think they just like stopped. Like I don't think there was like a finale. I think it just like ended. So
whoa,
after
we're getting a reunion.
Yeah, but see, I don't watch that show, so like I can't just like watch it for the reunion. But anyway. So but yeah, they are. So for those of you who watch Grown-ish, right? There's gonna be a reunion of the Girlfriends cast on Grown-ish, which I think is mad dope. Like that's super cool. Especially since all those ladies look amazing still. Like they all look mad dope still. So that's cool. So that should be a cool episode. But yeah, so when Girlfriends left UPN or CW or whatever it was called when it left, I stopped watching that channel because I was like, there's nothing here. Because I wasn't watching Gilmore Girls. Or Felicity, or whatever the hell else they had on that channel. So I didn't watch Smallville. Also, were there any black people in Smallville?
Yeah, Clark's best friend was black.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. So I didn't watch because I just assumed it was, I don't know, whatever. I didn't watch it. I have biases.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, one of my favorite actors as like a kid was, also Cyborg on the show on like a couple of episodes that he was on Lee Thompson Young.
Yeah,
the famous Jet Jackson.
Yeah, man, that was so sad. I loved Jet Jackson. That was a good show.
Yeah, I like that one. I like the other one they had with the Jersey. It was like the one, like the one other show that he had was like a sports jersey type thing. Like the kid would wear the jersey, be in and like be different celebrities and everything else like that. It was interesting. Like old Disney was really good back in the day.
Jet Jackson was on Nickelodeon.
Jet Jackson was a Disney show.
Are you sure?
Yes. He's a Disney
kid. Oh, you're right. It was Disney.
Yeah, and I love the movie, too. It was interesting. Like, the parallel universe type thing. I was like, that's interesting. When you're, like, looking at it, like, oh, yeah. You're like, maybe all this other stuff is, like, actually real in another world somewhere. Instead of, like, oh, you're being an actor? Like, no, the actor is actually a cover, and there's actually another universe where you're a real spy. It was interesting. Like a Disney concept. Or like a kids' TV show that became a movie.
Yeah, it really was. I enjoy. Yeah, it's so funny because the Disney Channel has changed. Well, so has Nickelodeon, I guess. I mean, I don't watch either channel that often now. But when I was in my early teens, Nickelodeon was much different than how it is now, and the same for the Disney Channel. So, like, back in the day, the Disney Channel didn't come with standard cable. You had to pay for it. And then when it finally did get added to, like, the standard lineup, like, you had, like, Lizzie McGuire, you had whatever, That's So Raven, back when Raven Simone was like a youth. You had Jet Jackson. I mean, there's just, I don't know, there was just so much stuff in the late 90s, early 2000s of Disney that was just good TV, but that was still like wholesome. I don't know what they got now, but it just seems so commercial. Not that Disney isn't like a whole big commercial, but like, I just feel like it's not the same.
Yeah, like they have like some decent stuff of like, I don't know what none of this stuff is. So the only reason I am flipping to Disney Channel is to watch Raven's show.
She's got a new show. I saw that and I was shocked. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, like she's Raven Baxter again, and she's just basically raising her kids, and her one son is psychic. So I'm like, okay, cool. And she's divorced from her husband, who was the one that she was like, she was always trying to get with.
So she got with him, and then they got divorced. That's wild.
Yep. And Chelsea just recently got divorced, and she and Raven live together, basically trying to raise her kids.
Okay.
Yeah. I know Eddie'll never show up.
Because he's crazy.
And on drugs.
Is how he got crazy.
Yeah.
No, man.
Okay. And I know they're now that they're working on like the Lizzie McGuire sequel. So
here's my thing. Why are we? Have we run out of ideas for new programming?
It's IP. That's all. That's all they see. It's just like,
I get that, but like, come on, there has to be new ideas. Like, I mean, it's cool to see Raven, I guess, again, and you know, they're rebooting. They're trying to reboot everything. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm here for Coming to America 2, but it's been like 30 years, so I'm okay. But I mean, I don't know. Some things don't need to be done again. Like, let's do other things.
Well, when you have like things like Princess Bride being
should not be touched. Should not be touched.
It can be touched. Nothing is sacred.
There's no reason.
It doesn't take anything from the original. The original is
there's
still
no
there.
Reason you to do another one.
They can do whatever they want to.
If they want to do it as a cartoon, if they want to do it as an animated movie, fine. They want to do it as like CGI, okay. But there's no reason to refilm it as a movie. None. And there's none.
And nothing's off limits. Everything can be remade. They can do whatever they want. Like right now, they got.
So you want them to redo? So you think they should redo the Harry Potter series?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, if they want to redo,
they should redo all this. They should redo the Star Wars movies.
Yep, they can do it.
No,
nothing is off limits.
100% disagreement with you. They should redo Gone with the Wind. So Gone with the Wind, Gentlemen Preferred, like, they should redo all of these classic movies.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Nothing is sacred. Everything can be remade, but it does not take anything or diminish the original film. If you like the original film, you can watch the original film. But if you want to watch something that's more up to date, of the technology of our time currently, then you have a new film to see if you want
make a to. New movie. Make a new movie with a new script, with a new plot. Why remake? Just make a new one with a different. There's so many books that haven't been made into movies. There are so many ideas that haven't been actualized. There's no reason. There's no reason in my mind.
It's more of like an IP thing of anything. Like, that's why they said they're about to do a reimagining of Set It Off. And it's more of like people know the name Set It Off, so we'll attach that name to your original script of basically a female heist team. And that's all you gotta do.
Yeah, I'm sure if she does Set It Off, it's not gonna be a remake. It's gonna be like another like heist.
I would want it to be more of like, hey, this is kind of like Set It Off a little bit with your band of characters, but then it's like, okay, it's different now than this.
Right. I don't think it's gonna, like I said, I don't think that's gonna be a remake. I think it's gonna be four women, and it might not be a bank robbery. It might be like cryptocurrency or like, you know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, yeah. It might get called Set It Off or Set It Off with, like, an extra title. Like, again, which would be fine, but it wouldn't be, like, this character is the Queen Latifah character. And this character, you know what I mean? Is Jada Smith. Like, I don't think that that's how they're going to do it. Because they shouldn't do it like that, in my mind.
Yeah. I respect that opinion. And everyone else's opinion that's out there that I've had arguments with today, thanks to Twitter. But I'm just saying, nothing is sacred. Everything can be remade, and it doesn't really diminish anything from the original. You might enjoy the remake of that movie, which I would say, like, I had an argument on today on Twitter with this about The Departed. The Departed is a remake of a foreign film. So, I'm like, if the foreign film is like that beloved by people and everything, and Martin Scorsese is like, I enjoy that movie, I'm going to remake it. And when Best Picture of the Oscars get him a Best Director win or nomination, and that movie right there is a remake. Scarface remake. Like, some of the best movies you've probably seen are probably not even the original film. And some people are like, oh, you can't touch that film. It's an original and everything like that. It's perfect. No one can touch it. But It doesn't matter. Everything can be touched. Everything can be remade. And it's fine if it is. Like, it doesn't take away from the original film that you saw back in the day. Because all it does is like, hey, if you like the new one, you might like the old one. You'll check it out.
I mean, I still think you have to change some things about it. So, like, you have, like, Dangerous Liaisons, and then you have Cruel Intentions. Dangerous Liaisons is set in French Renaissance period, and Cruel Intentions is set in American high school in the 90s. So, like, it's the same story, basically, but they changed a lot of elements from it. So, yes, it's a remake, but it's a different story. So, if you do that, to me, that's okay. But, I mean, I don't know that that's what they can do with something like Princess Bride.
Well, we just have to wait and see who's going to do it. And if it's good, it's good. If it's not, you can be like, hey, it wasn't good. Put your original version of the film out there. Pop some popcorn. Go watch it. It's not going to do anything, like, devastating to the brand itself. It's like, people love the original that they know about the original without having even seen the original. So people can do the same thing, like, hey, I was not going to check this old one out, but I checked out the new one, and the new one made me want to go see how the old one was, and made them feel like, hey, that wasn't a bad movie at all. That was a great movie. It might be better than the new remake. And you get a new fan out of the movie right then and there.
I guess we'll see. I guess we will see. All right, my friend. It has been great talking to you.
It has been great talking to you as well. To our listeners, I will be at NJ HorrorCon in October. Second weekend of October at the Showboat Motel, Hotel in Atlantic City, right on the boardwalk. I'm probably going to be taking some pictures, see if I can get any interviews if possible. But I'll be there October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Quick update on Rhode Island. This is news that I have to also share with Miss Melanie. I am sorry to say that we did not get a panel for Rhode Island, but we are on the waiting list. So if things change, I will keep you guys updated on that one. But right now, there is no panel for us, which is unfortunately, because we love talking to people and we love doing Rhode Island, and it is a fun experience. Being in a room of fans and listeners, and hopefully someone drops out and we can take that slot.
And I will be at New York Comic Con October 6th through, October 3rd through 6th. So if any of you will be at NYCC, definitely try to seek me out. I will be the girl in all the costumes. I'll give you guys some more hints as to what my costumes are next week, so you know what to look for if you will be at NYCC the first weekend of October. All right, my friend, you have a good night.
You have a good night as well.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.